Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, parenting or child rearing promotes and supports the physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual development of a child from infancy to his adulthood. And the same relationship could actually go up somewhere and it could go down. Sometimes it can actually be supporting and sometimes it can be distorting. Now, today in our studio, we have with us a guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, I would again like to start our session with another question today. It's again from a mother who says, my husband is mostly out for work and sometimes on official tours. I, as a mother, have to spend most of the time with my seven-year-old boy. However, no matter how much time I spend with him, I feel like I can't feel the emptiness he feels because of his father's absence. Is there any way out for this?
So it is important for us to, as parents, discuss with each other. She should be discussing with her husband how to find him some space in his daily schedule, or if not daily schedule, a weekly schedule, where he can give time, quality time to his children, especially boys. Mothers can deal with their daughters, but there are issues which the father needs to explain and to discuss with her, with a boy. So there needs to be quality time given by the parents, both of them, but especially the father. And if he can't make a daily schedule, then he should be making a weekly schedule to where he can go out with the family, take the children out for an outing, for a picnic, for playing sports, for playing together,
spend quality time whenever he has.
Go out to a restaurant, go sightseeing. So if not every day, then there should be a weekly schedule where we can interact with our children. And this is very much important, because whatever the situation be, whatever grave responsibility we may have as a person who is making a living outside of the house and living for an earning.
Yeah.
Whatever position we may occupy, we may be the president of a country, maybe. But if we want to have a successful life, we need to give time to our children so they can give us. They can help us in our daily lives, in our occupational hazards. For example, if I have not given quality time to my children, if I have not given them ample time, the problem will, if I'm faced with a situation when I'm carrying out my responsibilities as the president of a country, and I am given this news that, oh, your child has, you know, come up with this problem, and he's been caught by the police. So what can I do? I mean, he's done something wrong.
Yeah.
And now he's...
How I can be fair in this situation.
So that's an issue, a situation where I have become the cause. I did not give him time. He went out to look for other people, and they that was the wrong company.
Okay. So whatever the consequences you face tomorrow, whatever the situation you're facing is all because of the because of yourself. So you as parents got to be giving quality time to your children before they get into trouble, before they get into the things you don't want them to be getting into.
And especially, basically, when it is stated, is stressed and emphasized upon us as parents, as especially fathers, the responsibilities of the education, the upbringing of the children is the basic responsibility of the father. It's the mother who is the facilitator. It's the mother who is the environment of the upbringing has to be provided by the father.
All right.
The mother can play the major role within that environment.
Yeah.
The surroundings, the environment, the atmosphere, that has to be created by the father, because he is responsible for that. And he needs to be play that pivotal role. Yes, the daily, day-to-day things have to be managed by the wife. There's no issue about that.
So it's both a divided duty between both parents. We'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Professor Nakavi with us. And we are discussing a situation wherein a father has very less time to spend with his child, and the mother is concerned about the quality time that a father was supposed to spend with a child because she feels a child feels empty. Professor, as we had been discussing in the previous episodes, that being truthful and being actually more expressing love and being empathetic, don't you think if the father actually, whenever he has time, if he does not have enough time to spend very, very quality time all the time with his child, like every day, but you said at least once in a week, and in that once time, he expresses all these, he becomes truthful, he tells his child that, see, you are more important to me, but there was some work, my company was in need of me, and then he expresses his love, he tells his child that I feel more love for you than anyone else, my work is not as important, but my company was in need of me, and be empathetic with his child. If a father does, I think, all these things that we have been discussing, what could make better relationship? Don't you think the situation could get much better?
Of course. I mean, as I said, at least a weekly programs or a fortnightly schedule should be made by the father to take out time and spend a whole day with the family, with the children, take them out for a picnic, for an outing, discuss their issues, discuss their problems, what's happening at school, what's happening outside in the neighborhood, what are the problems being faced. All of them should be discussed, and the children, the family, they should, I mean, as a matter of the ideal situation is that every day we sit to come together on a cup of tea at least and discuss our issues together, whatever the issues. I mean, you can start off with your own daily schedule and say, "Oh, I'm the father. I was busy. I went to college. I went to my place of work today at this time. I was there with my boss. I had this issue. I faced this issue." I mean, the issues you can relate to your children about your place of work, what was happening today, and you can mention the issues. So you start off and lead by example and say, talk to them about what happened with you all day.
But don't you think this belief that gets developed into a child that he, whenever he sees you busy in the things, whenever he sees that you don't have time for your child, a kind of thinking, a kind of belief develops in a child that my father's work or my mother's work is more important than me to them. If you don't discuss things with them, if you don't tell them that my work is not important, but my company is in need of me.
I mean, you need to tell them my work is important. It is because of you that I'm working. It's because I need to...
So you have to be showing your child his importance time to time. You have to be discussing
if I go to work, it's because of you. If I don't work, how am I going to support you? You need food, you need clothing, you need to education. I need to support you. So it's all of what I'm doing is for you.
Yeah, so I have to be working for you. I have to be expressing as a parent all my love for my child time to time. We'll discuss more with you, Professor Nagavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Professor Nagavi with us. And we are discussing something very important, spending quality time with your children. But what to be discussed in that quality time is also important. Professor Nagavi is saying that what is important over here for all busy parents to be expressing with their children that if they are working, if they have a very busy schedule, they have this because of them only.
Exactly. So they have them. Basically, it is for them, and it is a part of the duty of a person to be carrying out an important role in society. And therefore, the child should also understand the fact that if their parents, if their father especially, is going out to work, it is to carry out a responsible type of thing for the society, for the development of society. And tomorrow, we expect our children to be doing the same thing. So, I mean, it's a learning process through which we want our children to understand and realize the importance of working, the importance of getting prepared for that. And yes, we need to share with them our experiences so that they can learn from their experiences and they feel a part of that experience. They feel that they are a part and parcel of the struggle that our father is carrying out. The mother should also be involved. They should feel that they are one unit. They are working together with one purpose in life. And so they are working for the betterment of society. They are working for the betterment of their own family. So they all should feel involved in that enterprise. This is important as a unit, a family unit.
So are you saying that if there's a particular parent who has a lot of workload and he's not able to give quality time to his child, then it's the mother or someone else in the family or the other spouse? Like, for example, if mother has a workload, then it's the duty of father to actually divide mother's work if they have the education to do that.
Yes, they need to. The mother should play an important role in educating their children about what's happening. But the important thing is that we want our children to realize the importance of our work. They should be, as I said, we should share our experiences with them. And so the children can share their experiences. I mean, it should be a reciprocal thing. We should make them realize one of the ways of how to make them open up to us and to express their feelings. Now, if they feel, they do not find space for expressing their feelings, they would not be coming up with their issues and their problems. We need to get them involved. They need to reciprocate. When we talk to them about our issues, they should come up with their issues. So this is a way of managing the society and the family as a basic unit of society, in a team effort, in a way that each one is, as you have in that novel, which says one for all and all for one.
Yeah.
The Three Musketeers. So there's a famous, expression, all for one, one for all.
All right.
So this is how we should
feel. This goes for the breadwinner of the family.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and sharing these beautiful thoughts with us. Actually, to our child, love is spelled as T-I-M-E. So give quality time to your children. The world can adjust without you. And sometimes be you and be with your family. Sometimes give time to your family because that is going to give you much better results tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.